Checkpoint Intimates.
Welcome. You are here with Checkpoint Intimates, your weekly gaming podcast where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one and get intimate on a particular gaming topic. My name is Elliot. I'm joined by Cameron.
That was such a gusto with that entry. You were like, kicking the door. I'm Elliot.
Yeah. Well, we need to get to the meat real fast. So
That's what she said. Wah, wah. This is intimate, wah, wah, so wah, I can wah. Make blue jokes.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
This is the part of the show where we can say,
this is the only part of
cities and move on.
Oh, whoa. Elliot is just out here just, I was going to say freeballing, but that's definitely not what you're doing.
But you know, yeah, like, don't paint too weird of a picture of me.
Yeah, this is getting
all
like,
of a sudden, fan art will emerge.
This, as if anyone's doing fan art of you, Elliot.
Oh my god, could you imagine? We just get like a tweet link sent to us, and it's me like, and you.
If
in
you're
some
listening,
kind of...
can someone please? I would live. That would be amazing.
It's not going to happen.
Please, someone, please. I have long, luscious hair. Someone must draw it.
Or brush it.
This is okay.
Did I go too far?
What are we talking about, Elliot, today? Because right now we're apparently just being terrible people to each other.
Sorry, are we a video game podcast?
No, we're now just a bitter pair of people that yell at each other weekly.
This week on the show, I wanted to talk about there's been a death in the industry. Let's put it that way. And that death is cheat codes.
God. You just threw me for a spin there. I'm like, sorry, I thought we were talking about cheat codes. Who's died?
So cheat codes were, if you grew up in the 90s or even earlier, I think, you'll know about cheat codes, right? They were in basically every single game you played. But now, looking at the games we play now, cheat codes don't exist. They're very, very rare.
It's super. And now it's like you get a menu and you go in and you pick, I want big head mode. Like,
right, yeah.
It's all...
If that at all, you know.
Even then, you're lucky if you get them. The games are too serious. They don't have time for big head mode.
No, it's too serious.
Too
Video
much.
Games aren't about fun.
Only normal heads. Normal heads only allowed.
So we wanted to talk about the kind of the rise and fall of the cheat code, maybe where it came from, a bit of a history lesson, as well as a why don't they exist anymore kind of just question for the universe and see if anything yells back at us.
Well, where did they come from, Elliot?
Okay, well, cheat codes, actually, I did a bit of research into this.
Oh, good. You're prepared, and I am just running by the teeth.
I always have the most fun when you aren't prepared, Cam.
I hate when you do this to me.
So cheat codes, basically, where they existed in the timeline of video game development was that this all came from kind of testing your games, right? So let's say you were creating a video game and you had your testers come in. Well, it makes no sense for them to play levels 1 all the way through to level 12 because you may have tested levels 1 to 3 a lot already. So you really want to test the later levels of the game. So you input a cheat code and teleport yourself right there to that entrance. It also made a lot of sense because back in the day, there weren't stuff like save cartridges and like cloud storage. So if you wanted to progress to a later level of the game, sometimes cheat codes were just necessary to get you to that point. So cheat codes became a really important part of just game development as a whole, because that's where the industry was at that point.
Yeah, it was before that era of save states and being able to just be like, I'll just load this state for you to try out.
But even once cartridges came into the realm, like these cheat codes still existed. And I saw a really interesting quote by a developer who said that cheat codes were important because of beta testing. Number one, you need stuff like invincibility mode or no clip where you're just kind of flying around the levels because they're really useful for finding and uncovering bugs. And they made a point that I just like mind blown kind of point where they were like, these cheat codes, they have to, like, we were testing all the way up until the game was ready to be printed and distributed kind of thing. And this was before the day one patch, we got to remember. So the cheat codes were in the game all the way up until the very last second. And they could have, at that point, they could do one of two things. You can leave the cheat code in and publish it, or you can take the cheat code out and publish it. But the risk of taking the cheat code out right at the last minute before publishing is that can break your game.
Yeah.
What if something goes wrong just removing that code?
There could be a code relying completely on the existence of this other code in your system. The second you take that out, you have opened up a whole other problem that you may need to deal with.
So all of a sudden it makes so much sense why cheat codes exist within games. They weren't a tool for the player to have fun with. They were a tool for the developer to make sure their game was ready for release. And they didn't want to remove that from the game because doing so may make the game even worse. So thereby, cheat codes were invented into games and really adopted by the players, right? Like, I remember so fondly as a kid playing all sorts of games, whether it's GoldenEye 64 with big head mode, or whether it's like, there was a Mickey Mouse game I played on the Sega back when I was really young.
And the one where he changed costumes?
Oh, I have no idea.
It's a Mickey game where he changed costumes. That game was life-changing for me.
No, I don't remember him changing costumes, but you're more into fashion than me. Maybe that's what stood out to you.
Probably.
But all I remember is that the game had no saves. So you literally, in order to get to the later levels, you had to input the cheat code that was unlocked by beating the earlier levels.
Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, all those early ones, you used to use codes to get to those later levels. I remember like Pandemonium, which was the one with like the witch and the jester, and that used codes as well. Like all those old original PlayStation games, I remember you'd have the codes. In fact, I own a notebook that's still at my mum's place.
Yeah.
I know it's still there, where I would go down to the local newsagents and I would head over to the game magazines.
Rather than buying the magazine.
Rather than buy the magazine, I would open it up and I would write down the ones that I think I would want.
See, I had a folder at home, me and my brother made it, where we would print off documents that we found online that like just had either manuals or guides or cheat codes, and we would put them in a little folder with tabs and everything for each game we played, and every time we played, we'd bust out the manual and be like, yep, I want this cheat code, here it is.
CCGames.com or something? No, it was like cheat code games or something? Like, it was a website, and I had, it was one of the like three websites as like a 12-year-old boy
that I had bookmarked. The other two were really scantily clad.
I think one was Neopets, so oh, okay. Not that scantily clad, and I think the other one was like a Lego website. I was really into Lego as a kid.
Aww.
I'm talking like before I had the realization, mate.
Right, before the moment.
Before the moment.
That all us gays.
Yeah.
It's like a montage, slow-mo.
But, you know, I used to go to this website and you'd be like, what do you mean the game that I'm playing isn't on there? This is...
Yeah, how dare you?
I'm offended.
I am very attacked right now.
I am not happy and I will not be playing this game.
Like, I know we're having fun here, but can you back off from the microphone? This is really, like, my ears.
It was a bit intense.
They're trembling. Yeah. That was too much.
Too much. But yeah, no, it was that thing like you would... Yeah, you'd go to this website, you'd find the game that you were looking for, and then you would open it up and there'd be no codes and you would be left reeling like, what do you mean there's no codes? But all games have the codes. Like, to the point that like certain people out there, and power to them, have certain cheat codes tattooed on their bodies because it meant so much. I know someone who... So, I understand the Konami code.
So, Konami code's a huge one,
that's
obviously.
A huge one. And it's probably one of the most popular ones. And that makes... Like, that kind of makes sense to
me. Do you know
that
off the top of your head?
I do not.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, something. Like,
something
I don't
like
know
that.
It,
you were, you were almost there, I think.
Yeah, something.
I think you... Yeah, it's the B's and the A's.
I remembered it. At one point, I remembered it. It's just...
I never... Yeah, I honestly never remembered it. I don't know why. It just... I never remembered that.
I remembered it not because of any game I played, but because it was like a meme, basically. It was just, it went past the games. It became too big.
But I saw someone, and this tattoo, like, I'm pretty sure it aged me 10 years. But they had tattooed on, like, I think it was on the back of their arm or something. And I think it's this word, but I can't remember exactly. But do you remember from The Sims, Rosebud?
No, what did that do?
Rosebud gave you... $1,000. And so, but what you would do is you type Rosebud and then you'd do a semicolon exclamation mark and it would repeat. So you wouldn't have to keep typing Rosebud over and over and over.
There you go.
But so they had Rosebud, semicolon, exclamation mark, semicolon, exclamation mark. And that's what you used to do. You'd just sit there and you'd do a copy and paste on all the semicolon question, exclamation marks, post it in, and then you'd be like, bam, $1,000,000.
Wow.
And so that was like, that was the cheat code that everyone, I remember, because Sims was really big when I was in high school. Everyone was playing it. And so when everyone found out about the money code, everyone was doing it.
For me, it was Age of Empires. I remember playing that number one and number two with a lot of friends. And it was always about the cheat codes. Like, you spawned in your little sports car or tanks or whatever that shouldn't be there.
Yep.
But they're just super overpowered, like units that you can just trample with in the game. And it was like, that became the game for us. It wasn't any more about the kind of strategy elements or building up your army or fortifying your town. It was about just spamming this infantry you shouldn't have and just having fun and going chaotic.
So there was another weird thing that came up with cheat codes, and that was, so you could get them in magazines, you could get them in websites, and there was one more place that you could get them.
Ooh.
Which was cheat code hotlines. So games would have in the back they would have in the back that there was a phone number you could call.
That's a thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're still active to this day, most of them.
No! Because
it's all just an automated message. Some don't work. Some you call and you don't get any, but there's a bunch that you can still get access to. And so what you'd call
Who
this number...
Who keeps that phone line open?
I don't know.
Doesn't somebody have to pay for that? Is that I'm how not phones
sure.
work?
I'm not sure. But it would be like at the back of a... at the back of your... This is back... You buy your box.
Yep.
And you'd get your pamphlet that comes inside, your instruction booklet. And on the very back, it'd be like, want cheat codes? Call this number. And so you'd call it up and you'd be like, I have this game. And you'd pick from the menu. And then it'd be like, for big head mode. And then it would read it off to you. And it's very... It was always a very British accent. For big head mode, you know, R1, 2-2. Like, the kind of... There's no twos on the PlayStation. But moving right along.
Wow.
But, you know, it would read you through, and you would go through and you would write them all down, and it was like $5 a minute to call these things. Like, they were through the roof, and that's how they're still open, because one phone call open, paid yeah. for its yearly bill. But these games, like, you could call up and the person would speak to you, and they're still active this year. One of the, you know, YouTubers that I follow quite regularly, they were playing an old game and they looked at the thing on the back and like, I wonder, and they just hooked up their phone to the sound system and they gave it a call and it got answered.
That's the best.
Yeah.
That was a huge, part of me really thing. Wants to do that until you told me how much it costs.
Oh, no. It's something obnoxious. And, like, most of them are international calls as well.
Right.
There was very few local ones set up.
But Chico's don't really exist anymore, do
they?
They
don't.
Like, you can't...
It's up there with demo discs.
I'm struggling to even think of an example. Like, I'm sure they're out there, like, as a niche fun kind
well,
of thing.
Sims still uses them.
Does it?
Yes. Okay. So Rosebud, I believe, still works in Sims 4, gives you your $1,000.
Right.
But it's less... Do you know what it feels like? It's this weird thing, right? It's less about cheat codes and more about console commands now.
True.
Like Skyrim, like I console commanded that thing to death.
Well, sometimes you need to. Like I definitely use console commands in a lot of games, because sometimes, and Bethesda is a great example, your character will just get stuck and there's nothing you can do. So you open up the console, type in noclip or whatever you need to do, and like kind of just glide your way out of that little bug and you're back to playing.
If you've listened to the episode from the main show today, we're really going after Bethesda and their buggy games.
You know, it's life.
It's well known. But yeah, it's that, you know, console command has kind of replaced the cheat code, but only for PC gaming. Console command doesn't exist for
it's the tilde
gaming.
Key. Yeah. That's very commonly the console command key to open the console. The tilde, the little squiggly line.
Oh, that's what that's called.
In the
top tilde.
Left corner.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Cool. But yeah, like, even tilde. It's the same with like mods have kind of replaced some things that cheat codes used to do. In terms
yep,
of altering
areas.
But once
again, areas. We're talking PC here.
Yeah, well, they've recently, mods have started to appear a little bit for console
they're
games.
Trickling.
But not as aggressively, and they're very moderated. So it's more about adding content instead of changing the game at its base.
Yes.
But yeah, they don't, I can't think of any that exist anymore. Because save game existed, you no longer needed codes to go to different levels.
No.
And
because like stuff like day one patches exist and just different culture around creating your game, it was no longer this fear of changing your game just before release. So all those codes that I'm sure still exist for beta testing purposes...
Could get turned off.
They're removed. They're turned off. They're gone from the game because there's no fear of that.
Like, who wouldn't want to play Red Dead Redemption 2 with big head mode on?
But here's the thing. Part of me doesn't blame the developer. I think when you're working so passionately on a project and you want it to be taken seriously, the idea of a cheat code... That could kind of, well, number one, either cheapen your experience. You could, like, a gamer could theoretically skip huge sections of your game.
Yep.
Because, let's face it, some people don't know what's best for them.
and they want to skip to the best bit and then they can't enjoy it for its fullest.
Exactly.
Yeah, no,
and
I get
as
it.
A developer who's worked so passionately on a project for so long, to have somebody not even engage in your content because you gave them an option to skip ahead, that sucks. But at the same time, like... We've got to remember that games are for fun, and some of these cheat codes are just fun.
Well, I think that's where you find those games that have introduced them back. Instead of cheat codes, which can be used at any time, you finish the game and you get the unlockables menu option.
Sure.
So many games have that now where you can go in and you can change things in the menu once you unlock them. Sometimes you use in-game currency, so you can only unlock a certain amount at once, and you kind of have to play through even further to get the really intense stuff, kind of forcing the hand of people. You get that a lot. It's the same thing with, like, you used to unlock cosmetic skins that you could put your character in. Instead of these days, it's just like you buying armor all the time.
Sure.
Back then, you would be like, no, I want to play as Kratos in a cow suit. That was the thing. I'm not even kidding. He was the cow of war or something.
Yeah. The cow of war.
God of War is one of those
that
ones
where...
That
should be just a spin-off game.
Yeah. God of War...
on other farmyard animals.
The original God of War is one of those games where they had those ability to go into the menu and change these kind of physics-based... You know, I keep going back to it, but for some reason, so many games have a big head mode.
And oh, yeah, yeah. That's a thing.
It was to do with the properly tracking collision, I believe.
Oh, I have absolutely no idea.
Hitboxes. It was created to properly track hitbox or something like that. There was a reason that big head mode was created. I cannot tell you why, but it just got so popular.
That'll be next week's episode.
Big head mode.
Big head mode.
It goes for 5 minutes while I sit here going, I can't remember, but there was a reason, but I can't remember it.
While we read off the Wikipedia page.
Exactly. But I just, cheat codes just have gone into the wind, You either wear it on your sleeve and say, yep, there is this option to make this change, or it doesn't exist at all. There's no secret. There's no mystery.
There is a cynical approach. I have heard a sentiment before that cheat codes have been replaced by microtransactions.
Yep.
In which certain things that previously would be like a bit of added extra fun that the developer would put in there as like a little Easter egg or as a little cheat code.
You can now pay like $1.20 to get that.
Yeah, those things now in today's gaming culture you just pay for. But I don't know. Like part of me wants to refute against that.
No, I believe it.
Because I don't think it was... I think these two things would have happened regardless. I think cheat codes would have died off regardless of whether DLC culture took over. And I think DLC culture would have taken over regardless of whether cheat codes ever existed. So I think we've seen this shift happen, but I think... I don't know that the two are parallels. Does that make sense?
No, yeah. I don't think that microtransactions were born from the idea of cheat codes.
No.
They definitely existed as
like,
their own
it's
thing.
It's not like developers looked at cheat codes and said, hang on a minute,
we can make money. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
What would have happened
is microtransactions existed and maybe some of these companies went, well, why have a cheat code when we could get a buck?
Possibly. Yeah, it's true. I mean, there's no way to tell, right? Nobody's going to admit to that.
Oh, no one would ever admit that they took away something that, was a really iconic part of, like, 90s and early 2000s gaming to make money.
Will we ever see cheat codes come back?
I don't think so.
A game would
have to specifically make that part of their feature. I don't think we're going to see...
Part of their design.
Yeah, like, to be like, this is... We want cheat codes so you can have fun with that. They would need to build that into their game deliberately, I feel. We're not going to just see it naturally just make its way back into the world.
I certainly don't see some big budget game taking itself very seriously and then putting in cheat codes. That's not going to happen.
Last of Us 2
is not going to have
big
cheat
head
codes.
Mode.
But I don't want it to either, right? Like, that's a game that is to stop laughing at me.
I can't help the big head mode.
Big head Ellie
when she's kissing her big head girlfriend.
Or regular head girlfriend. And it's just this weird setup where half the characters are big heads and they don't quite interact well together. It's basically one character eating the other character.
Or like a cheat code that swaps everyone's arms with their legs. Like, just those weird things.
That'd
like,
be
I,
fun.
I miss those days of just having weird stuff.
I don't
just
remember
really
anything
weird.
Being that weird in my
no,
cheat codes.
No, some of the ones in the night. I feel like... I never played it, but I feel like GTA had some interesting cheat codes that did some weird stuff with, like, character models and physics.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Unsubstantiated. We'll have to look that one up.
We will.
Anyway, that's all the time we've got. We've been talking about cheat codes and the death of them as an industry staple. My name has been Elliot. Giggling in the back corner is Cameron.
Thank you for having me, Elliot.
And make sure you join us next week, because I'm sure we'll have some tantalizing topic that isn't
about
big head
mode.
No, no, no. I think we asked that right here and now.
Big head mode, it's coming.
Yeah.